did. This is a sermon about seeing and not seeing, hearing but never hearing. It's also a sermon about God's incredible patient love for us. Down through the centuries, prophets like Isaiah would speak to the people of Israel about their God, but they would not listen. They would not understand. And centuries later, in that tradition of being a prophet, Jesus would speak to his generation. And though the people could actually see Jesus, and though they could actually hear him speak, they didn't understand him. So I'd like to take us on a short journey through chapter 9 of the Gospel of Luke that ends with today's reading of the Transfiguration. And before that amazing scene of the Transfiguration, Luke tells us about the feeding of the 5,000. What we often forget about the feeding of the miracle, actually, of the wonderful meal that Jesus gave to those people, was that he was exhausted before this happened. And it was his compassion, it was his love for the people that he first talked to them about the kingdom of God. And second, he healed them. He healed anyone who would come to him in his fatigue. Now just imagine for a moment, if you can, the shouts of joy and the thanksgiving the people who were healed had. Just imagine. Go for it. It's amazing, isn't it? Somebody is healed and they just are just so full of joy and thanksgiving. And it happens again and again and again. And then the people's families who are watching and seeing this all happen. And so the meal was almost incidental. This was all happening beforehand. And even though the 12 apostles and the people who were gathered there heard Jesus speak about the kingdom of God, they didn't understand it. And even though they saw the miracles, they did not see him. Later, Luke tells us, in a private setting, Jesus asks that penetrating question that he asks each one of us. But you, who do you say I am? And we know it was Peter who answered, "You are the Christ of God." Matthew gives us a little bit more. He fills it in a bit and he says that Peter said, "You are the Son of the living God." So, apologies. But in this season of Epiphany, Peter had an epiphany. Sorry. He got it. But when Jesus tells us about the 12 who later, just a short time later, about how he was going to be rejected by the authorities, and he was going to suffer a cruel death, it was Peter who protested, "Lord, this shall never happen to you." You can almost hear him say, "I know who you are. You are the only Son of God. How can this possibly happen to you?" And we know that Jesus rebukes him and says, "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." So in the end, even Peter did not really see Jesus. He did not really understand who Jesus was. So on that short journey through the chapter 5 of Luke, it ends with today's reading, Transfiguration. And all the gospel writers have a really difficult time explaining what they saw. Luke said that Jesus' clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Now, I know we've all been in thunder and lightning storms, and some of us love them, and some of us don't. And I'm pretty sure that most of us have been, there's been a bolt of lightning kind of just where Eva is, and it just, bang, that flash of light hits, and we don't hear the sound. We just see the light, and it just kind of shakes us. That's the kind of light. That's the kind of light that is being talked about here. And Mark, he uses the word dazzling white He's, and Matthew writes that the cloud that enveloped them was a bright cloud. It was full of light. We have this amazing scene of light. And then we hear God the Father's words, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Peter, James, and John, the closest people to Jesus, saw all this, but they could not comprehend it. They heard God speak clearly, but they did not listen. I take comfort and hope that these who were closest to Jesus didn't get it, because I'm a lot further away than they were in his time. And, you know, I was raised in the Anglican Church. I went to Sunday school. In church, I worshiped. I sang wonderful hymns. I heard good sermons preached about Jesus. I was immersed in Jesus' good news. But sadly, I didn't see him. Though I might have heard the words, I didn't understand them. Maybe that's part of your story as well. When I was older, I began to catch some glimpses of Jesus, sometimes to hear a word or two from him. And this began to kind of focus when a Christian friend at university challenged me to read the New Testament. I did it over the summer months while I was working in a sawmill, and I read it to prove it all wrong. This was all nonsense. Instead, I saw something of Jesus that caught my eye. And I heard something in his words that caught my ears. But I still didn't see. I still didn't understand who Jesus is. But that summer was the start of a journey with all its twists and turns that eventually led me to the Son of the Living God. Importantly, in a different city, I started going to an Anglican church where Jesus spoke to me through a sermon, and I began to understand who he really is. So this is a sermon about seeing and not seeing, who Jesus is, about hearing Jesus and not hearing Jesus, but it's also a sermon about God's incredible patient love for us. So I'd like to take you for a moment to that wonderful chapter 13 and the first letter to the Corinthians that we all know so well, Paul's letter about love. And the very first thing that Paul writes about in that wonderful passage is, God is patient. God's love is patient. And I thank God and Jesus for being patient with me in my life. And I thank God for being patient in the lives of the apostles, both men and women. And I thank God for his patient love for all of us. Because in ancient history, in our personal histories, and now, Jesus continues to patiently love us. So Paul goes on in that reading, and he also says, God's love keeps no records of wrongs. And I am so grateful for that, as were those who lived closest with him when he was alive on this earth. When the resurrected Jesus came to them, he did not accuse them of not seeing or not hearing him. And by the way, the word to accuse is Satan. He did not accuse them. In fact, he forgave them. He kept no records of wrong for them because he loved them with patient love. He keeps no records of our wrongs. Can we hear that? Do we understand it? Do we believe it? It's true. Paul writes a bit more. God's love never fails. Today, we're living in a world where algorithms on social media push us further and further away from God's love. We live in a world where what we know to be true is said to be false. And what we know to be false is said to be true. It's a confusing time in which we are living today. It's a time where there is a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. In the midst of this time, we Christians are invited to see and hear the incredible patient love Jesus has for us, and the incredible patient love that God has for his world that he created. We Christians are not only to remember with thanksgiving that Jesus forgives everything in our lives. He keeps no records of wrongs. We are invited to share this good news wherever God places us by the way we choose to live our lives and, when appropriate, speak about our relationship with Jesus. It is in the midst of this time that we need to understand that Jesus' love never fails. Never fails in our lives, in the lives of the ones that we love, never fails in our world. Now, I think you might be wondering what this is all about up here. Well, it's an icon, and it's from the 700s, and it's from Egypt, and as you've been looking at it, you may have recognized the person on the right is Jesus, and the person on the left is a man. His name is Menes, and he was an abbot in a monastery. And if you can see, Jesus has put his arm around Menes, and that's what Jesus does with us. He loves us so much. He puts his arm around us even when we can't see him, even when we can't hear him. And he holds us because he loves us. And so I put that picture up there for a long time because I hope that all of us would just remember it. That was this is on my desk. And it was a gift of a friend of mine. And I look at it every day. And it reminds me of Jesus' incredible patient love for me. And he puts his arm around us, one by one, patiently taking us on a journey of love through this life. And he desires at the right time and the right place we'll see him and hear him, and that we'll follow him now and into all eternity. We'll bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for your love. Lord Jesus, thank you for putting your arm around us, whether we see you or not. Thank you for not counting our wrongs. Thank you for patiently loving us. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would bring your light to us as your people in this troubled world and remind us that your love never fails. And I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.